Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Orientation module, unit 2. Comprehension tape 1.
In this unit, you'll learn about questions which call for a yes or no answer. You'll learn two more questions about people's names, and you'll learn how to exchange polite greetings. This is a comprehension tape. All you have to do is listen, but listen as actively as you can. In the first unit, you learn to ask questions with who, she, and what, shema. Here are two live examples.
你是谁?
我是胡美玲. 你姓什么?
我姓王.
Now let's look at another kind of question, one that can be answered yes or no. Listen to this exchange. Is she Mrs. Wang?
她是王太太吗? 她是王太太吗?
She is Mrs. Wang.
她是王太太. 她是王太太.
Notice that the question is exactly the same as the answer except for the syllable ma at the end. Listen for ma. Is she Mrs. Wang?
她是王太太吗? 她是王太太吗?
She is Mrs. Wang.
她是王太太. 她是王太太.
Any statement may be turned into a yes-no question, that is, a question that can be answered yes or no, by adding ma at the end. Here's the exchange live.
她是王太太吗?
她是王太太.
Again.
她是王太太吗?
她是王太太.
Here's another example of a yes-no question with ma. Are you Mr. Wang?
你是王先生吗? 你是王先生吗?
I'm Wang Danian.
我是王大年. 我是王大年.
Notice that Mr. King does not refer to himself as Wang 先生. One seldom uses the title 先生 or 小姐 when referring to oneself. A married woman, however, will refer to herself by her husband's name with 太太. Here's the exchange live.
你是王先生吗?
我是王大年.
Again.
你是王先生吗?
我是王大年.
Now let's see if you understand this live exchange.
你姓王吗?
我姓王.
Again.
你姓王吗?
我姓王.
Here it is again, with a pause after each line, and then the English. Use the pause to try to translate the line to yourself.
你姓王吗?
Is your surname Wang?
我姓王.
My surname is Wang. Here's another live exchange.
你姓胡吗?
我姓胡.
Again.
你姓胡吗?
我姓胡.
If the answer is no, one way to handle it is simply to give the correct information. Listen to this exchange. Are you Mr. Ma?
你是马先生吗? 你是马先生吗?
I'm Wang Danian.
我是王大年. 我是王大年.
Again, live.
你是马先生吗?
我是王大年.
Here's another example.
她是王太太吗?
她是马太太.
Again.
她是王太太吗?
她是马太太.
Another way to reply if the answer is no is with a negative sentence. Listen carefully. Are you Mr. Ma?
你是马先生吗? 你是马先生吗?
I'm not Mr. Ma.
我不是马先生. 我不是马先生.
The negative of 是 is
不是. 不是. 不是.
Listen for 不是 in this exchange. Are you Mr. Ma?
你是马先生吗? 你是马先生吗?
I'm not Mr. Ma.
我不是马先生. 我不是马先生.
Let's compare a statement with its negative. Listen. I'm Wang Danian.
我是王大年. 我是王大年.
I'm not Wang Danian.
我不是王大年. 我不是王大年.
Here it is live.
我是王大年.
我不是王大年.
Here's another comparison, live.
我是胡美玲.
我不是胡美玲.
Again.
我是胡美玲.
我不是胡美玲.
Here's another live exchange. Listen.
你是马先生吗?
我不是马先生。 我姓王。
Again.
你是马先生吗？
我不是马先生，我姓王。
Try translating it.
你是马先生吗？
Are you Mr. Ma?
我不是马先生。
I'm not Mr. Ma.
我姓王。
My surname's Wang. In the following exchanges, listen carefully for whether the answer is in the affirmative with 是 or in the negative with 不是。When you've had time to decide, I'll tell you which it was, affirmative or negative.
他是马明理吗？
他是马明理。
Affirmative.
他是王太太吗？
他不是王太太。
Negative.
他是马小姐吗？
他是马小姐。
Affirmative.
他是胡先生吗？
他不是胡先生。
Negative. The negative of 姓 works the same way as the negative of 是. Listen. Is your surname 方?
你姓方吗？你姓方吗？
My surname is not 方。
我不姓方。我不姓方。
Here's the negative of 姓。
不姓。不姓。不姓。
Listen for 不姓。Is your surname 方？
你姓方吗？你姓方吗？
My surname is not 方。
我不姓方。我不姓方。
Let's compare a statement with 姓 and its negative with 不姓。My surname is 王。
我姓王。我姓王。
My surname isn't 王。
我不姓王。我不姓王。
Here it is live.
我姓王。
我不姓王。
Here's another comparison, live.
我姓胡。
我不姓胡。
Again.
我姓胡。
我不姓胡。
Now listen to this live exchange.
你姓马吗？
不姓马。姓王。
Again,
你姓马吗？
不姓马，姓王。
Notice that in the question, 你姓马吗? The word 马 is a surname, while the word 马 is a yes-no question marker. Notice also that Mr. Ma doesn't bother to supply the subject for his sentences. It's obvious from the question that the subject must be I. Here's a word-for-word translation using not for 不. You are surnamed Ma? Question mark.
你姓马吗？你姓马吗？
Not am surname 马。
不姓马。不姓马。
Am surname 王。
姓王。姓王。
Now let's see if you can follow this live conversation. Listen carefully.
你是方小姐吗？
我不姓方，姓胡。我是胡美玲。
Again.
你是方小姐吗？
我不姓方，姓胡。我是胡美玲。
Try translating it.
你是方小姐吗？
Are you Miss 方？
我不姓方。
My surname isn't 方。
姓胡。
It's 胡。
我是胡美玲。
I'm Hu Meiling. So far, you've learned one way to ask someone's surname. 你姓什么? This is a straightforward way to ask someone's surname, but it's considered somewhat blunt. Even in an official setting, you're quite likely to be asked your surname in a more respectful way, the way that would be required in a more social situation. Listen to this polite exchange. Your surname?
您贵姓?您贵姓?
My surname's Wang.
我姓王。我姓王。
Here's the polite word for you.
您。您。您。
Let's compare the polite word for you, 您, with the plain word for you, 你. There are two differences in pronunciation. First, the polite word has a final N sound, 您, while the plain word doesn't, 你. Second, the polite word is in the rising tone, 您, while the plain word is in the low tone,
你.
Listen to the polite and plain words for you.
您, 你.
Again.
您, 你.
Here's the polite word for surname, literally honorable surname.
贵姓, 贵姓, 贵姓.
You'll recognize the element 姓, which you've already had as a verb to be surnamed. Here it's the noun surname. 贵 by itself means precious or expensive and hence honorable. Listen for the polite words 您, you, and 贵姓, surname, in the exchange. Your surname?
您贵姓, 您贵姓.
My surname's Wang.
我姓王, 我姓王.
Literally then, 您贵姓 is something like you surname, with both words being special polite forms. Notice, by the way, that this polite question is answered in just the same way as the plain question, 你姓什么? Here is the exchange live.
您贵姓?
我姓王.
Again.
您贵姓?
我姓王.
Try translating it.
您贵姓?
Your surname?
我姓王.
My surname's Wang. Like the question, 你姓什么? The question, 你是谁? Is also felt to be straightforward to the point of being blunt. Even if someone wants to know your full name, he is only likely to hint at it by asking your surname. If you catch the hint, you can supply your full name. Listen to this live exchange.
您贵姓?
我是胡美玲.
Again.
您贵姓?
我是胡美玲.
Try translating it.
您贵姓?
Your surname?
我是胡美玲.
I'm Hu Meiling. On these tapes, when you're asked 您贵姓, take the question in its literal sense and answer with the surname alone. That's how we'll confirm it. But you should be aware that it's common and sometimes even more appropriate to answer with the full name. Don't be surprised if you hear the fuller answer in some of the dialogues. After you've said your surname, you might be asked for your given name alone. Listen to the following exchange. What's your given name?
你叫什么? 你叫什么?
My given name's Danian.
我叫大年. 我叫大年.
The verb 叫 means to be called. In this context, we might say that it means to be given named. Listen to the verb to be called, or to be given named.
叫. 叫. 叫.
Now listen to the exchange again. What's your given name?
你叫什么? 你叫什么?
My given name's 大年.
我叫大年. 我叫大年.
Here it is live.
你叫什么?
我叫大年.
Again.
你叫什么?
我叫大年.
Try translating it.
你叫什么?
What's your given name?
我叫大年.
My given name's 大年. You may have noticed the parallel between 姓, to be surnamed, and 叫, to be given named. They function just the same way in the sentence. Here's a similar exchange, live.
你叫什么?
我叫美玲.
Again.
你叫什么?
我叫美玲.
Try translating it.
你叫什么?
What's your given name?
我叫美玲.
My given name's 美玲. Let's review the various ways we've covered of asking for the full name, surname alone, or given name alone. In the following exchanges, use the pause between question and answer to predict to yourself whether the answer will contain the full name, Wang Danian, the surname alone, Wang, or the given name, Danian, alone.
你是谁?
我是王大年.
你姓什么?
我姓王.
你叫什么?
我叫大年.
您贵姓?
我姓王.
你叫什么?
我叫大年.
您贵姓?
我姓王.
你姓什么?
我姓王。
你叫什么？
我叫大年。
你是谁？
我是王大年。
你叫什么？
我叫大年。
Now let's take a look at greetings. Listen to Miss Hu ask Mr. King how he is. How are you?
你好啊。你好啊。
I'm fine.
我好。我好。
You already know 你, you, and 我, I. But here they seem to be in the rising tone instead of the low tone. Here's the exchange slide. Listen for the rising tones on 你 and 我.
你好啊。
我好。
This is one of the few exceptions in the system of tones. A low tone changes into a rising tone before another low tone. Listen again, and notice that both 你 and 我 are followed by a low tone.
你好啊。
我好。
Here's the word we translated as am fine in the answer.
好。好。好。
Listen for 好 am fine in the answer.
你好啊。
我好。
Notice that there are three words in the English sentence, I am fine, but only two in the Chinese sentence, 我好. Since 我 is I, 好 is the equivalent to I'm fine. Although the English sentence contains the verb to be, the Chinese sentence does not contain the verb 是. Listen to the answer again.
你好啊。
我好。
If 我好 means I am fine,你好 must mean you are fine. The unstressed syllable a is added as a carrier of a rising tone which signals a question. You might consider the high-pitched syllable a as a spoken question mark. Now listen to the exchange with word-for-word translation. You are fine question mark.
你好啊。你好啊。
I am fine.
我好。我好。
The best idiomatic equivalent for 你好啊, what you would probably say in English in the same situation, is How are you? Although, as you can see, the Chinese is literally something like You are fine? Besides meaning to be fine or to be well, the word 好 can also mean to be good or to be okay. Try translating the exchange.
你好啊。
How are you?
我好。
I'm fine.We mentioned that the added syllable a could carry a rising intonation to signal a question. A question formed in this way is felt to be somewhat softer than one formed with the yes-no marker ma. In our dialogues, you'll hear this added syllable a used to carry a variety of different intonation contours which subtly modulate the message in different ways. Now let's complete the exchange of greetings. Listen. How are you?
你好啊。你好啊。
I'm fine.
我好，我好。
And you?
你呢？你呢？
Fine, thank you.
好，谢谢。好，谢谢。
Instead of repeating the full question, 你好啊, Mr. King just asks, and you? 你呢? Adding the syllable 呢 turns the single word 你 into a question, and you? How about you? Here's the conversation live.Listen for the marker 呢。
你好啊。
我好，你呢？
好，谢谢。
Now, here's the word for thank you.
谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。
Listen for 谢谢 thank you.
你好啊。
我好，你呢？
好，谢谢。
Now try translating it.
你好啊。
How are you?
我好。
I'm fine.
你呢?
And you?
好，谢谢。
Fine, thank you. Now let's review what we've covered on this tape. Listen to the following live conversation. Miss Hu and Mr. King have not yet met. She has been sent to his hotel to act as his guide. She approaches the only American in the lobby. Listen.
您是王先生吗？
是，我是王大年，您贵姓？
我姓胡，叫美玲。
胡小姐，你好啊。
好，谢谢。 你呢？
我好。
Again.
您是王先生吗？
是，我是王大年。您贵姓？
我姓胡，叫美玲。
胡小姐，您好。
好，谢谢。你呢？
我好。
Try translating it line by line.
您是王先生吗？
Are you Mr. Wang?
是，我是王大年。
Yes, I'm Wang Danian.
您贵姓？
Your surname?
我姓胡，叫美玲。
My surname's Hu, and my given name's Mei Ling.
胡小姐，您好啊。
Miss Hu, how are you?
好，谢谢。你呢？
Fine, thank you. And you?
我好。
I'm fine. Later, Mr. King telephones Miss Hu. Listen to the start of their conversation live.
是胡美玲小姐吗？
是啊，您是谁？
我是王大年。
啊，您是黄先生。
不是，我不姓黄，姓王啊。
哦，王先生，您好啊。
Again.
是胡美玲小姐吗？
是啊，您是谁？
我是王大年。
啊，您是黄先生。
不是，我不姓黄，姓王啊。
哦，王先生，您好啊。
Try translating it line by line.
是胡美玲小姐吗？
Are you Miss 胡美玲？
是啊，您是谁？
Yes, who are you?
我是王大年。
I'm Wang Danian.
哦，您是黄先生。
Oh, you're Mr. Huang.
不是，我不姓黄，姓王啊。
No, my surname isn't Huang, it's Wang.
哦，王先生，您好啊。
Oh, Mr. Wang, how are you?Now try giving the English for the following random sentences.
您贵姓？
Your surname?
你姓王吗？
Is your surname Wang?
他不是马先生。
He isn't Mr. Ma.
我叫大年。
My given name's 大年。
你好啊。
How are you?
我不姓马。
My surname isn't Ma.
是，我是王大年。
Yes, I'm Wang Danian.
我好，你呢？
I'm fine, and you?
他不叫大年。
His given name isn't Danian.
你是胡美玲小姐吗？
Are you Miss 胡美玲？
好，谢谢。
Fine, thank you.
你叫什么？
What's your given name?
不是，她不是马明李太太。
No.She isn't Mrs. Ma Bingli.
方同志叫宝兰吗？
Is Comrade Fong's given name 宝兰? This is the end of Orientation Module Unit 2, Comprehension Tape 1.